Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Oink, who loves to play in shit. I mean, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name y'all Asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's both small.
I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
And you know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
I say it's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out, only on DV Radio, WDVR. Tonight on Frag Out, Drag Out, we got, of course, me, Frosty, what the heck. We got Oink, and filling in for Nevermore again this week, we got PTS Dog, Joaquin Watai. And we have a special guest today, Adam Eli of Hardlock Automotive. How's everybody doing tonight?
And Uncle Fester.
Oh, Fester, yeah, I forgot Fester.
And Uncle Fester.
I forgot Fester. He's in my notes, but he didn't make it.
He's Sorry. In your nose. What?
What? He's on the notes in another spot. I made a couple notes earlier.
Special Wait. Cocaine edition.
Exactly.
You planned this? There's.
I was trying to think about it so that way I could get it right.
Holy
and shit. I still fucked it up.
Notes? You wrote fucking notes? What has this world come to?
So how's everybody doing tonight?
Doing good. I'm here.
He is here.
He is here.
Believe it or not.
Same as the last 15 fucking Groundhog's Days here we've had.
Right?
And I just seen your dumb ass about 4 hours ago, so we're good.
Oh, I just want to bring up, before anybody else says anything about it, the 900-pound gorilla in the room. Harambe.
Oh. Oh, I thought I lost weight. I was going to say.
Dicks out, motherfuckers. Dicks out. We're not allowed to talk about other things. We're talking about motherfucking Harambe.
Sure, why not?
Oh, man.
Oh, shoot. So, you know, it's been a while since you've been on with us. I think was the last time was during the radiothon we did for Ty.
Yeah, man. I thought you guys had a little closet meeting and were like, fuck that guy.
Hell no.
Well, no.
Yeah, we should have had you on earlier, bro. Damn. Did I see pictures of Ty today, this morning?
That dude is doing like 1,000 times better, man. He is
so good.
Yeah, he is getting ready for blood transfusion or bone marrow or something. I am not a doctor, so like while this has been going on, he only needs like once every 3 week treatments now instead of going in two or three times a week. Cool. He's back home. He's not having a quarantine at the hospital, so this dude is he's building rockets with his family and hanging out with his brothers and sisters and
so awesome.
Yeah, me. Man. It's
yeah, it's and I seen something on there too. You know, quick shout out to Championship Racing there in Norman, Oklahoma for presenting Ty with that trophy. I thought that was pretty kick ass as well.
You know, Oklahoma's got some redneck motherfuckers, man, but there's some good dudes here.
I'll tell you, they're the rednecks and then they're the old guys, they're the rednecks and then they're the rednecks.
Right.
Yeah. And the ones that talk like this, those aren't the good guys.
It's the old yeah, we're not. We're not from the Joe Exotic part yeah. of Oklahoma. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's the. I mean, you know there's some good people up. Out there who are rednecks, but that's just because that's just how they grew up, not because it's a fashion statement or something, you know?
Yeah. I'm from the part of Oklahoma where we fight about whether OSU is better than OU, not whether we fight about who's got the best mullet and who's going right. to pay for Joe.
Although, hey, now mullet competitions could be exciting. That could be very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, I give people shit, but even, you know, noodles get soft when they get wet. So this dude is, he must have some pretty powerful, he must be packing some pretty interesting shit in there to make those guys go gay for him.
Yeah, I haven't even watched that shit. I'm not about to watch
it. Are you fucking with me, dude?
Oh, dude, you
no, you are fucking
it.
With me.
You gotta watch it.
No, yeah. I do not have to. Just
dude, it's like watching a fucking train wreck. You just can't look away.
Just the fucking train is crashing doesn't mean I have to stare.
I think I said holy fuck like 28 times in 7 hours, dude. Every time something happened, I even looked at Tony. I was like, there is no fucking way that this is going to get any cooler than it is. And then 5 minutes later, you're like, holy fuck, dude, this is so much better.
And it was like right in your backyard almost.
Oh, look. Now let's get something straight here, bro. Okay. When we talk about my quote unquote backyard at some place, Joe Exotic's never been. All right.
No, he said backyard, not back door.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad, JJ. Oink hasn't forced me to watch it at work yet. So,
well, that's good. Hey, thank God.
That's it. I'm putting it on the big screen tonight.
Yeah, you've got to, dude. You've got to.
I got too much shit to do right now to watch that bullshit, man.
Dude, the world's fucking ending. You don't have that much shit to do.
Dude, I'm partying. I'm making shit on my lathe every day. I'm baking sourdough bread, getting ready to put a garden in with the neighbor. Fuck watching TV. I got shit to do.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, you have a package coming, JJ.
Uh-oh.
That's what she said.
Damn it, like, I couldn't get it out in time.
That's what he said. No problem. That's what he said. Sorry.
Oh, my God. This has turned into a high school locker room.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sausage Fest 4. Luck.
I do have a question. I do have a question for you, Adam.
Yeah.
Speaking of mullets, so did Cody lose all of his hair yet?
No, actually, Ty was super cool and told him, "Hey, man, the locks are too luxurious, bro. You can keep your mullet."
Nice.
Oh man.
So you know, it's been a couple of months, and that shit is bordering on luxurious.
Starter said, we haven't forgotten, so we were going to give him shit, especially since, you know, the taping of this right now is his birthday, if I'm not mistaken.
Today is,
yeah, dude's 17 today, man.
Today's his birthday.
And yeah. So happy belated, man.
Yeah.
Definitely. But yeah, since the last time you were on, there's been a lot of shit happening there. Not only just, you know, the fuckery with, you know, talking about Ty and some of the stuff that he's done, but shit, man, you guys are like, top notch. We should be calling you Sir Adam, right? Because I mean, you guys have a little guest appearance there on CBS Morning News and shit, right?
Yeah, dude, these crazy fuckers put my fat ass on CBS this morning.
Well, at least you had a good looking woman next to your side to offset that so people could stare at her and listen to you. I mean,
3 days before, dude, 3 days before that, go back and watch. 3 days before that interview, my wife decided if she was going to feed the cat, she closed the door. Where the cupboard, and the door opened up about 3 inches, and she bent over to feed the cat and caught the corner of the fucking cabinet door right in her eye socket.
Oh,
ouch.
This chick looks like she went 3 rounds with fucking Holyfield and had to put makeup on her eye with a fucking paint spackle so it didn't look like I was a wife abusing son of a bitch in that interview.
CBS This Morning shows up. Your wife's got a big old shiner.
Huge fucking black eye, dude.
I do welcome to that, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Beat your old lady and make it on the morning news.
Talk about what a great guy you are.
Yeah. What a saint this guy. Hey, at least I hit her with a like an open fist.
Right.
So yeah, she had the biggest black eye, but yeah, it was incredible. It was incredible, dude. Like sitting down with Jan Crawford. So first off, that chick is a New York Times bestselling author. Mm-hmm. She's also CBS This Morning's Supreme Court correspondent. Like, she has sat and interviewed acting some Supreme Court judges right now.
Nice.
And she is in my, dude, the garage was about 40 degrees that morning. I had a propane heater on going blasting on high. And then right before the interview, we shut it off so nobody's makeup would melt. Wink, wink, Tony. So the whole interview, dude, we're freezing our balls off. I decided to take just a little half an edible before the interview started, so I wasn't nervous. So like the last 20 minutes of that interview, that shit just hit me different. I was higher than giraffe pussy for the last 10 minutes of that interview. And then they hung out with us for like 6 hours. Nice. You know, the sound guy and the camera guy are both Okies. You know, they hired them local while they were here. Turns out that these guys, amazing at what they do. It was wicked badass, man. It was such a cool experience. And they had to bump it. They had to bump it back. We got bumped back 3 times. You know, they first were originally going to air our part of the interview on like the 7th of March. And then it got bumped back to the 12th. And then it got bumped back again to the 19th. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, it just so happens, may he rest in peace, my Air Force uncle passed away a week before that interview aired. So we had his funeral on Wednesday. The whole family was in town, so we got to sit in my mother-in-law's house and watch the interview with my entire wife's side of the family, pretty much all of them there, got to see it. And it was right in the middle of the end of the world.
Right.
You know, like, so here's this heartwarming story about this fat guy that changes people's shocks in Oklahoma in the middle of coronavirus, and the dude wanted to charge $90,000 for a gallon of fucking hand sanitizer, bro. It made us look like I single-handedly fucking won the war on terror.
Nice.
It was great. It was awesome. Mm. So
I got a question. Hard Luck's a nonprofit, correct?
100%, dude. I've never taken payment for anything.
No, I mean, like, are you a 501c3?
Oh, yeah, legitimately. Yeah, 501c, okay. Yeah.
So just curious, with all the weirdness that's going on right now, how's in your circles, how are donations holding up?
Well, CBS this morning was quite the shot in the arm. Let's just put it that way.
That's good. That's excellent.
Every other day of the week, not a dime. Nobody's buying t-shirts, and I'm not harming them for it, because I'm not spending money on extraneous shit either.
Oh yeah.
But I'll say that we had in one day we did half of what we did last year.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible.
The only reason I bring it up is because I want to make sure every time I get on the radio right now, the needs that nonprofits exist to fulfill have not changed. And in some cases, they've gotten worse. So now more than ever is the time, if we can reach out and support a nonprofit, we need to, because the number one outreach that the nonprofit has is fundraisers. It's fundraising events.
100%, man.
And
100%.
Nobody's able to do them. So we got to find other ways. I was just thinking about that, thinking if you're a 501c3, then you're feeling the pinch too.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take it a step further here. And I'm not trying to brag or anything, but if you have it on your heart to give money to Hard Luck right now, don't. Because there are other 501s, there are other nonprofits that are in dire straits right now, and Hard Luck is not one of them. So if you have it on your heart to give some money back, if while you're sitting around in your folding chair naked eating Cheetos right now for the last 15 fucking days.
Damn it, where are the cameras?
That was me last week.
Webcam on? What the hell?
If you've got it on your heart, man, jump on DV Radio and find some of these. I know you guys have links to people that are to nonprofits that are in need. You have to, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Including the DV Farm.
Yep. Yeah. DV Farm. Go on there. Find out these guys.
Purple Heart Homes, Gold Star Ride Foundation, the Jaeger Foundation. I mean, the list goes on and on. We're here.
Battle Dogs.
Yeah. Battle Dogs. All these companies, you know, we're out there to help these guys.
Please. It's not like your fat asses are going out to eat. You're not going to Zumba. You haven't been to Starbucks in 2 weeks. Give that money to some people that need it.
Oh my God. No Starbucks.
Listen.
Hey, we don't even drink Starbucks. We got you bore a coffee. They deliver.
You met my wife?
No, as a matter of fact, I have not. Listen, but I hear she's got a nice shiner.
She did. And I'll have one if I keep talking shit on Starbucks.
You mean that unicorn fairy dick juice?
Unicorn fairy dick juice. Oh, man. But still, Harambe, guys.
That's what kicked the shit off.
That's what I'm saying. The world began to end when they shot Harambe. That's all I'm saying.
Everybody knew what fucking bathroom to use until they killed that poor gorilla.
Oh, shit.
That's a true statement.
You know, that's the day I looked at Tony and said, this is how we end. This is how it ends.
The end of the world as we know it.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Well, hello, big doggy. Apparently, Mr. Skeeter wanted to come join me.
He heard you were having too much fun. Apparently, he had to join in.
Dad, you're laughing. What the hell?
Tony, I just tried making a sandwich, and I found 3 partial loaves of bread and a 6-pack of bagels behind the fucking microwave. That's why we have ants.
You want ants? Because this is how you get ants.
She said, why are you talking to me? Do your radio show.
Because that's how we roll here. Professionals at being unprofessional.
The professional unprofessionals.
The unprofessional professional. One or the other.
No, professional denotes that you get paid for what you do.
Okay, so we're the volunteer unprofessionals. We'll just volunteer to come fuck your shit up. Don't even bother paying us.
Of our bread?
Yes, I want to get a picture of the bread. Get out of the way. She just jumped in front of it.
Oh, who stepped on the cat? Oh, man. What else is going on in the world? What's new? What?
Hey, how about it? What's going on with Jezebel?
This dog is huge, man. This dog is huge.
That's another little bit of a backstory on how she, how you guys got a hold of her and the new shop up there for Hard Luck.
Yeah, I missed something there.
Okay, so a buddy of mine, like 4 or 5 weeks ago. How long have we had Jezebel? You two, women in my life. How long have we had Jezebel? A month?
Maybe 2 months.
Okay, so anyway, a while back. Let's go that far back. A while. Between 1 and 2 months ago, my buddy was out fishing, found a litter of puppies on the side of the lake.
Oh, wow.
The gate door was tied open with a bunch of food in the kennel with this litter of like 5 or 6 puppies. So whatever cocksucker put these dogs out there wanted them to either escape or be eaten by coyotes so the coyotes could get in the pen.
Right.
Well, he posts the picture on Saturday. He lives about 45 minutes from me. I message him and I'm like, hey, bro, if you've got any females left, I'll take one for a shop dog. Right. And he said, sorry, dude, all we have are males left. And I said, dude, I'll take one anyway. You know, I don't want these dogs to go into, you know, a shelter or whatever. We live on a couple acres of land. We'll take another dog. It's like a fucking petting zoo around here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So he's 20 minutes from the house and he's like, my wife is retarded. She doesn't know the sex of, you know, how to look up their skirt. We have a female left. She's yours.
Nice.
So we get this dog here. He goes to the vet. This is on Sunday. Monday, he goes to the vet with one of the puppies that he had left. And the vet says, this dog is maybe 5 weeks old.
Oh, wow. They were little.
Tiny, tiny puppies, right? His wife, the one who couldn't find balls on a dog, makes a post. He lives in a little town about, like I said, about half hour, 45 minutes from here. She makes a post on the garage sale page with a picture of the dogs in the kennel on the side of the lake. He took a picture of it and says, hey, whoever the fucking asshole is that dumped these dogs, we found homes for all of them. You can go ahead and rot in hell now, mm-hmm. you know, knowing that these dogs are all alive, right? Little old ladies that were at the Walmart that Friday said they recognized the puppies and recognized the pen. They went into the Walmart, pulled the footage of the dude at the end of the parking lot, and they know the cocksucker that dumped the dogs. They were able to find out who he was.
Wow.
So Jezza now is probably maybe luck. She's 3 months old. She's still suckling in her sleep. She's still a little puppy. You know, she wants to fight everything and we can't get her to quit pissing in the living room. And she's a feisty little shit, man, but she loves it at the shop, dude. And the two other guys that I have working with me at the shop right now, one's a retired Navy captain, like actual captain, not some bullshit that they made up to call themselves a captain. And then chief warrant officer too, and it's like my three dads up there, man. They love the dog just as much as I do.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's little little lab boxer mix.
Okay. Okay. So she's cute as a button.
She's adorable, dude, and follows me around. Big old floppy ears, big old paws.
That's awesome.
Eats everything in sight. My socks, underwear, the corner of the couch,
yeah.
Everything.
She would like taking little rides there in the front of your bibs there, if I remember right, some of the photos.
That was like the second day we had her. I put her in the front of my overalls, and I took her over to my parents' house. My parents only live about a quarter of a mile away, so we jumped in the side-by-side, and I took her all around, man, and she hasn't left my side since.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Nothing like having a good dog. There's just nothing beats it. Nothing ever beats it.
Well, on that note, hey, Oink, why don't you tell us about how we can wash our damn hands?
Well, there's plenty of ways to wash your damn hands. Come on now.
I prefer the power sprayer.
Are you talking to hands still? I've seen some videos where.
I mean, if you just want to clarify, shit clean, just strip it straight off. No, do not use a power washer to clean your hands.
No, folks, what we're talking about, of course, is the K-Bar Soap Company. K-Bar Soap Company is the only all-natural soap and beard care option you'll ever need. Veteran-owned and operated. Dish the bar, grab a grenade.
Urine doesn't work either.
No, only on the feet.
Your wife's in feet.
Shower. Situation. Anyway.
Tony's shaking her head.
Well, I'm getting mauled.
You what?
The dogs are trying to eat me. Stop, you two. I'm busy.
Stop spreading peanut butter on your dick. They'd leave you alone.
Hey, now. Stop.
It's okay to love your dogs. Just don't love your dogs.
Y'all are some sick motherfuckers. That's all I'm That's some nasty shit.
On that note, folks, we're going to take a short little break here for Bo to insert some random commercials, and we'll be right back.
I'm having a stroke.
That's where this came from. It wasn't Disney. It was here. I was walking around Disney saying that, dude, and I thought I saw that commercial while I was at Disney.
Nope, that was DV rate. That was Life 365.
For a whole week, every time my in-laws would ask me something, I'd just say, I'm having a stroke.
Let's have a stroke. We'll be right back after this right here on DV Radio. WDVR.
DV Radio. Okay, listen up. Before we start this, understand what it is. The Spartan Pledge is a battle drill. It's what to do when you don't know what to do. Remember that. The last to fall. Two things every warfighter needs. I won't shed a tear for them to see. Is a battle buddy and a mission. I won't have your name to call. I will be the last to fall. Repeat after me. I will not take my own life by my own hand.
I will not take my own life by my own hand.
Until I talk to my battle buddy first. My mission is to find a mission. To help my warfighter family. Thank you. You've now taken the Spartan Pledge. Don't let it die here. You are now authorized to go and tell other people, other warfighters. You don't take it for yourself, you take it for them. It's an agreement so they know where to go when they're having problems. Take this, go give it to others. All the way. Make it happen. go give it to others. Make it happen.
DV Radio.
WDVR to Purple Fart Box. Status, over.
Oh, boss, we're snafu here.
Snafu. Situation normal. All fouled up.
Coming soon from our very own snafu. Every branch has it.
Scrap and give me push-up.
No one wants to be it.
You will continue to do push-ups until you learn to address me as first sergeant. Use that plan.
The snafu. Music Hour.
Where the hell have you been, soldier?
Right here on WDVRDVRadio.net.
That's a fact, Jack!
Stay tuned to DVRadio.net for more information.
These are exactly the kind of go-getters I want working on my EM50 project in Italy.
Welcome back to Frag Out Drag Out, only on DV Radio WDVR. I'm still Frosty. We got Oink, Fester, Joaquin Watai, and our special guest, Adam Eli of Hardlock Auto. So we had a discussion and came up with a good little frag out for today. And who wants to head that one up? Anybody?
I'll do it.
Go for it.
All right, we're not supposed to talk about the virus, but I do have to bring up something about repercussions. One of my very favorite restaurants, one that I've gone out of my way to make sure I stop at every time I'm in Colorado, had to announce that they had to go out of business. These guys started King Chef's Diner. They started in an old 1940s era little Purple Castle. I mean, we called it Purple Castle, one of those little, you know, pop-up diners. And he went from that to buying a storefront in downtown Colorado Springs that was always packed, no matter what time of the day or evening you went, and to opening a third location a little bit south in Fountain, Colorado. And because of because restaurants like that, little small locations, rely on turnover. They rely on the people who come in and sit down at their tables and how frequently that population in on their tables turns over and leaves. Well, once they people couldn't go sit down and eat, even though they're trying to do takeout and delivery, it's not enough to keep the bills paid. And what kills me is this business was all the progressive business models you can think of. This guy's employees were part owners of the business. Like, they owned shares in the business. He sourced all his produce, all his meat, everything as locally as possible. He made and sold and distributed the best Colorado green chili. I mean, in jars of his chili were just it's one of the best condiments I've ever had. Completely vegan, by the way, but it was damn good. And all this amazing thing he created and grew from literally a little six-seat vintage, 1940s era trailer diner. He grew this into this amazing business, just gone, just poof, gone. And that's just, Adam, you were saying that you're seeing the same thing in where you're at.
Yeah, I'm a very proud member of a group of guys on Facebook called the Fat Guy Club. And it's restaurant owners and executive chefs and guys that own food trucks and guys like myself who are connoisseurs. My wife and I love going out to eat. We love trying different stuff. There's about 5,000 guys on this page. And the struggle is evident every single day. You know, we've got Fat Guy Bingo where they give you a card with all these fat guy owned restaurants on it. And you're trying to play bingo with it. And as quickly as you're trying to make bingo, these guys are popping up, having to close their doors. Mm-hmm. And it's gut wrenching because you message these guys once or twice a week and say, "Hey, I'm taking my wife out. Where's a good place to go?" Or these guys share anniversaries. You know, they offer up their chef's table to make the experience the best that it can be because you're a member of the Fat Guy Club. So, mm-hmm. These guys that you are friends with are struggling right now because their whole business is keeping the public fed, and it's sucking right now.
Yeah. Hey, let's take this a step further. All the Chinese restaurants in our area are closed because apparently
harassment.
People are so fucking stupid that they think that American citizens who have been in this country and owned these family businesses for generations are the reason that this virus is here. Don't get me started on how stupid it is right now. You can't even go get Chinese food because ignorant assholes are blaming American citizens for this.
Yeah, even
because of their heritage.
Even our little small backwood town has two, and their doors are closed.
You know what? We've all seen Demolition Man, right?
Oh yeah,
yes.
Demolition Man.
Come on, dog.
Taco Bell is the only restaurant left.
I was thinking the Three Seashells. The fucking
TV. That's exactly. Yeah, exactly.
We're not going to the three. Fuck the three seashells. Fuck you and your fucking seashells.
That movie is becoming more and more true.
But I'm just going to say, man. I mean, you know, this. Who's going to survive this? The big fucking corporations. And is anybody ever going to stick their neck out again and try to open a small business? The little mom and pop Nana's Kitchen around the corner from where I go to the post office. Gone, shut down the first week because they were barely hanging on in the first place. I mean, this is going to change the landscape of the United States, and not for the better. In a lot of ways, not for the better. We need to do everything we can to try and step up and support local businesses right now, folks.
And that doesn't mean fucking Walmart.
No, that is not a local business. That's one of the big corporations.
And put some fucking clothes on, man. Just because it's the apocalypse, that doesn't mean I want to see your tits and your fucking moo-moo in the produce aisle.
Sorry.
Tony's shaking her head at me.
Well, I know one of the radio stations up here, there might be a couple more, but they've been advertising for a lot of the smaller restaurants and bakeries and stuff that are doing the takeout and giving whatever their special of the day is to the listeners and saying, hey, check these guys out for this. And
you know who should be making a killing right now? Food trucks.
Yeah, if people come out of their house.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. It's just like, who wants to get out of their house to go stand in a line with a bunch of other people to get a chicken enchilada?
Well, okay, but they're mobile, right?
They should be driving around with a fucking ice cream truck.
Fucking ice cream man. Where's the taco truck, motherfuckers?
Take it a step further, dude. I'm going to put a trailer behind my side-by-side, and we'll drive around the neighborhood selling booze.
There you go. Booze truck.
There you go.
Hey, well, like we were talking about in the break, they're going to shut down the liquor stores here in North Carolina. Guess what's going to happen? Where did moonshining come from?
Right.
No, they're not. It was an April Fool's joke that was published, and today's April Fool's Day, but I'm just thinking, if they really think they're going to get away with shutting down alcohol sales in North Carolina, guess what? These fucking guys are less than a generation away from you know, when their uncles and grandparents were out in the woods.
The equipment's still in the fucking shed from grandpa.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, most neighborhoods in North Carolina, there's a still packed away in the back shed somewhere.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Heck, that little hauler in the back might still have the area that they used all set up still.
Exactly. I mean, yeah.
And I was thinking about, you know, the whole drive around food truck thing. What about a drive around peep show? I mean, I could take my candy van out. Never mind. Sorry.
Dude, I just saw one of the strip club owners set up a tent outside. These chicks are pole dancing. You drive up, you get a lap dance by the window. They come right up to your window.
A window
you pay
dance.
The chick. Yeah, it's in your car, bro.
You get yourself a pressed ham.
Yeah,
hey, that's some entrepreneurial invention right there.
Yeah. Hard times create hard men, and hard men create outside strip clubs.
Oh, man. It's hard to keep – it's good to keep a hard man down.
If your erection lasts longer than 4 hours, please seek medical emergency right away. Just saying.
Sound just like that, dude.
He's
been practicing. Oh, no. Man.
You know, one of the side – you know, I'm not talking about the coronavirus. But one of the side effects Not a Viagra either. Of all this shit that's going on, is that I've had dinner with my family every night.
That's not a bad thing.
You know what? I'm sitting by the fire out front. I told my wife last night while we were sitting by our citronella lit candle, why the fuck did it take the apocalypse for us to have dinner on the front porch of our log cabin?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this is I'm pulling my head out of my ass and realizing that to be busy from 5 o'clock on Friday night till 8 o'clock on Sunday night isn't fun anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? That's just maybe a hidden benefit is that everybody's being forced to slow down.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong. I mean,
and it's killing all the old people anyway. And it's killing all the old people. So the fast lane will actually be the fast lane now.
Oh man. You just lost all our Vietnam era listeners. They're gone.
Yeah.
Fuck these guys.
Fuck your senior discount at, you know, this is shit. You know what? I should be paying the same amount as you, you assholes.
Fuck. That's just not fucking right. It's funnier and shit, but it's not right.
You said all your Vietnam era listeners. So what? Is it all six of them?
Six. I was going to say like six. No, actually.
You just lost half your listeners, bro.
Radio does have quite a few. Older generation, senior generation, whatever you want to call them. We got a few regulars who are of a certain age, and which is cool. I'm glad that shows like this and just a bunch of guys, you know, fucking sausage fest sitting around being stupid is appealing for people to listen to. That's, you know, if they can listen to us have fun and they're having fun while they're listening to us have fun. Wow. What a great way to just reach out to each other, you know?
Amen.
Especially
reach out and reach like around.
This. Yeah. Well, it is a sausage fest. So,
yeah,
but well, I mean, especially during shit like this, you know, I think it's important as veterans that we take the lead right now. Because we have a lot of the knowledge and skills to be leaders in little groups, little neighborhoods, next, you know, the 3-4 houses around us, our cul-de-sac, and do stupid shit like bake bread for the neighbors or help plant a garden or, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got not necessarily the experience of baking bread, but we've got the leadership experience. We should be using it right now.
You're absolutely correct. You know, my family, the only adjustment they've had to go through in the last couple of weeks is the social aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have been in areas where life is rough, man. This is how people live mm-hmm. their whole lives.
Yeah.
It's a way different adjustment to not have to freak out and go buy toilet paper and to go buy bottles of water because you may be that crazy vet on the street that has a shed full of toilet paper and water already.
Yeah.
You know? So this has been kind of a learning experience for not freaking out when everybody else freaks out. You know, I had a squad leader in Iraq that used to tell me, dude, you don't get scared till I get scared. Mm-hmm. And I was still fucking scared, but I could look to this. You could look to him for guidance and for strength, you know, yeah. For as cheesy as that sounds. And that's how, we need to, I'm trying to be that in the community for my absolutely. Family.
Yeah. You know, we all have that same training and that same experience.
Exactly.
Whatever branch we were in, whatever, you know, we've still got that training and experience where we can just say,
except the National Guard. Cause those guys, not really military. Just ask my buddy Cuomo.
you had to bring that shit up.
That's so fucking great, dude.
It's the stupidest thing I think any senior official of anywhere has ever said. And they've said some dumb stuff, but oh man, National Guard's not real military.
That's right up there with Guam tipping over, dude.
You're exactly right.
That's right up there with Guam tipping over and 30 caliber magazine clips. The ghost gun guy.
That's bull right up there. Make them shoot faster.
Yeah, I ride with the CVMA, man. I'm also a proud member of the Combat Vets Motorcycle Association, and I cannot wait to look at all my National Guard bros and be like, "Told you."
Fucking losers.
I fucking told you guys weren't shit. Cuomo just fucking reaffirms it.
That's right. Back to the pack. In the back of the pack. Right in the back.
All guys getting in the rear with the gear.
Yeah. That is so fucking stupid, man. And people like that, like, believe that. They believe it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People, sheeple are sheeple.
Yeah. But fuck the Coast Guard. They're not real.
Oh, no. Wait, we got? We got Air Force. Oinko's Air Force.
Yep.
Frosty's a Marine. I'm Navy. Adam, you're Army.
Army. Yeah, yeah. That's it, man.
And Uncle Fester is a firefighter.
First responder. Yep.
First responder. Yeah.
So we got all the bases covered. Yeah, we got all the bases covered. Yeah.
Except maybe for Carla from Art by Carla. She's cool. Everybody else, fuck them.
Especially those nasty guards.
Yeah, damn nasty girls. Shit.
Tony was air guard.
Oh. You want to talk about scraping the bottom of the barrel?
Yeah.
Go guard.
You're fucking civilian in uniform. Get the fuck out of here.
Go sharpen some pencils.
Get a fucking real job. Germany wasn't a deployment.
Neither was Kuwait, bitches.
Yeah. Diego Garcia doesn't warrant hazard pay.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
So, some of the things you guys have been doing there in the household to sort of.
Serious masturbation.
Besides that, because that's a sausage fest. That's what we're doing right now. I've seen your wife had posted some nice little paintings she had there online, man.
Yeah, Tony is Tony's had one of those get drunk and paint a picture studios. She called it Creative Disasters because Wine and Palette was so fucking played out. So, but she did. You know, if you look at Tony's art, it's super fun and funky, and the chicks have big tits, and it's colorful, and it's a lot of like sugar skulls, and it's actually like super cool shit. And that's what kind of brings us a different demographic when she has classes. And because we're all children of the quarantine right now, she's going to go live on Friday night and paint a picture. And anybody that wants to join, all you got to do is grab a paper plate and some fucking Crayolas, man, and play along.
Nice. That's awesome.
So. Her page is Creative Disasters for Beautiful Minds. I'll put a post up on Hard Luck before she goes live, so everybody knows where to chime into. And if you want to learn how to paint a picture, you follow my old lady on Friday night.
Right on, right on.
Well, unfortunately, I think this show's going to air either right as that's going on or just afterwards. Is this a regular thing that she's doing? Going to start doing now, or is this kind of a one-shot deal?
What time are you doing this on Friday, babe?
7 Central.
So we're going to be an hour and a half before you, and it should only take about an hour, hour and a half.
But is this going to be regular?
Is this going to be a regular thing?
Yeah, every Friday.
She just decided, yes, every Friday.
Sweet. So we're advertising next Friday. Check it out.
Next Friday, check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, because I know that was something that actually my wife was actually doing. She was doing a little bit of painting with her sisters and stuff when, you know, things were a lot calmer and you could actually get out and do stuff. So
yeah,
I might have to turn her on to that. You know, guys can share your wine, you know, tips and what have you too.
I'll wear something low cut. We'll make it happen.
Yes.
Woohoo.
What's that, baby?
I'll put pants on.
Tony said she'll put actual pants on.
Damn.
Yeah. We're
shit just got real, folks.
Yeah. The first
pants
couple of
on,
days
but
of this,
crop tops and we're good.
Well, are they going to be on her head?
Yeah. The first couple of days of this, I told her, you have to actually shower and brush your teeth both in the same day. You can't pick and choose what day you do either one. So this is a milestone that she's putting pants on. I went to kiss her at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She's like, stop, I haven't brushed my teeth today. I'm like, but I just saw you get out of the shower. She's like, yeah, I didn't shower yesterday, but I brushed my teeth. I showered today, but I haven't, you know. You're here in the back laughing because it's the fucking truth, dude.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. She said, I'm a dirty kid.
never be the smelly kid in class.
She was. And her feet smell like fucking homeless sex and hot garbage when she doesn't fucking shower, man. Says you're dramatic. But when you get in her Jeep after it sits in 90-degree weather, it smells like she fucking washed a dirty vagina with a dirtier vagina.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not even laughing. You guys think I'm joking about this. Come on down to Choctaw America here in Oklahoma. I'll let you smell her fucking, her kids, and her kid inherited it. Her feet, she plays soccer in the same shin guards and soccer shoes and everything for the entire season. I have to throw them out every fucking season.
Nasty. Nasty.
It's foul, man. It's foul.
They smell like all them old boots from all the field exercises that kept getting wet and dry and wet and dry and wet and dry.
Yeah. The one kid that wouldn't shower, just use baby wipes, like, fuck it, I'm in combat.
Yeah, unfortunately, with your wife, you can't just, you know, tackle her and drag her into the shower and
no.
scrub her down with fucking scrub brush.
I do pee on her feet, though.
DV Radio, the home of too much information.
At least you won't have athlete's foot.
No. Squelch the smell.
Oh, Adam walks around with a can of Lysol. aimed downwards.
Anyone that knows my wife knows that I'm not lying.
Nice. So you double pack for Breeze.
No, we just take an extra suitcase of socks everywhere we go.
Well, as long as you've got Motrin and water, you're good to go.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, don't take Motrin right now. That shit, right. The coronavirus loves it.
Right. Yep.
Stay away from the Advil. Stay away from the Motrin, ibuprofen, all that. Anything.
All the military docs are just going, oh, what do we do now?
Yeah.
They got their phones in their fucking
oils, hands. Boys.
Yeah. Fucking just drink water.
Change your socks. My dog has the derpiest face on right now. It's hilarious. He does this thing. He's got nictitating eyelids. He's an Alaskan Malamute. Malamutes and Huskies and other snow breeds have two sets of eyelids, an inner set that's mostly transparent and then regular furry eyelids, right? Well, the inner set like closes at a weird angle sideways like lizard's eyes.
Are you fucking with me right now?
No, I'm not. They have nictitating membranes in their eyes. And he does this thing where he's dead asleep with only the nictitating membranes closed and not his eyelids. So just the freakiest fucking look you ever saw.
Did like, somebody count how many times that dude just said nictitating?
Nictitating.
It's the word of the day.
It is now. It sure the fuck is now.
Now everybody, every time somebody says nictitating, you got to go,
People. Head on over to hardluckauto.org and Hard Luck Automotive Services to find out what the fuck nictitating means.
Now you can't spell it, but we can say it.
Yeah, can somebody spell that for me?
Wait,
nictitating membrane. Holy shit.
I'll take a picture. Maybe if I get my damn phone to work. The joys of technology. We can take pictures of our dog's nictitating membranes.
Now, whoa. That just sounds dirty right there.
You didn't know what a nictitating membrane was until you had that dog, did you?
No, actually, I did. Alligators and crocodiles have them too. Somebody forward that to Adam. That's scary. That's
coming your way, Adam.
The miracle of technology. That is the freakiest look ever.
You talk about the miracle of technology. I have already picked up my phone, posted on my page what a nictitating membrane is, and set my phone down.
Nice.
I'm not lying. Go to Hard Luck Automotive Services on Facebook to find out exactly what that means and how to spell it.
This is science, people.
Yeah.
Oh. All your followers are going to be like, what the hell?
Yeah. Because this isn't going to air until Friday. So Everybody that follows the page is like, why the fuck did he just post that?
No, you should make it a contest. And whoever figures out where that came from,
like Wyatt coming showed up on your page gets a t-shirt.
No, because one of you guys will buddy fuck me.
No, fuck that. We will not play that. I don't know that any of these guys will fucking play that game. We'll keep our mouth shut because.
Oh, I would buddy fuck the shit out of all of you. I did it last night. Straight up, my buddy calls me Monday morning, and he's like, "Dude, I've got this great idea." He's got three little kids, and he's like, "I'm gonna set up a table outside, and I'm gonna have my kids act as waiters, and they're gonna come out and serve my wife and I breakfast. We're gonna have scrambled eggs and mimosas." I said, "Holy shit, dude, I'm buddy fucking you bad, bro. You have to work for the next 3 days. I don't. I'm doing this tomorrow night."
Hey, well, send this to Adam for me. This is what he should be wearing for the paint class.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, shit.
I have not even seen this picture. Let's put some money on this. Because I don't have a goddamn thing to do. Don't be a chicken shit. Let's see it. I need to see it, dude.
It's coming. It's.
Just steal a phrase from back in the day, no balls.
Tony!
Adam would actually wear this.
That bathing suit you bought me last year, babe, they want me to wear it for your paint class. Yes. I said that bathing suit you bought me last year, they want me to wear it for your paint class.
Yikes.
Adam, you can be their subject to paint.
I'm just letting you guys know right now, like front to back, everything fits, but side to side, it doesn't, okay? Shit comes out the side. And you can't sit or it all comes out. Like whatever way you're sliding into the chair, pops right out the bottom.
Oh, stop, you two. See, now they're upset because we're laughing. Oh, dear God.
You could be the topic of the paint class.
the live model.
you guys forget, man. I hold on. I sent Boner some good stuff here. My wife and I dressed as Miley Cyrus and Robin Thicke for Halloween, and I'll let you guys guess who was who.
You were Miley.
Man, not only is Frag Out Drag Out responsible for convincing Tony to do her painting thing weekly, but now we've dictated Adam's outfit during the broadcast.
Coming right back at you, bro.
You heard it here first, folks. People are going to be like, why is he dressed like that during the show? And you can tell them to listen to Frag Out, Drag Out right afterwards.
That's it, man.
Anyway, it's cross-advertisement. This is how we support one another and in the community. By daring each other to do fucked up shit.
Dude, I just sent you a of me in pink yoga pants. I was working as a conductor for Union Pacific, and I was the yard master about 90 minutes north of here, and trains were coming through the yard all day long. And my brakeman, the guy that I worked side by side with, was old infantry cat, and straight up bet me $50 that I wouldn't switch the yard down. I wouldn't build trains in a pair of pink fucking yoga pants. I told him, dude, I'll take your fucking money and the pants. You pick them out. And I worked for 7 hours, dude. I just sent you guys a picture of me in pink yoga pants switching down the yard at Union Pacific Railroad.
Nice.
And my REO guy was speechless. He had nothing to say. Well, there was nothing he could say.
You accentuate your manly calves.
I told him straight up. I was like, today, this is how I identify. Is there a problem with that? He said, I have nothing.
He couldn't do it. $50 richer.
Yeah, this is one of the largest corporations in the world, has been around for the longest in our nation's history, and the EO, like, the guy had not, he couldn't do anything. He's like, I can't tell you that you can't wear those. You are legally allowed to wear whatever you'd like as long as it covers, you know, your genitals.
Yep.
So carry on. Yeah. I threw Union Pacific's human resources a curveball.
walks onto the rail yard like, come at me, bro.
Yeah, with a goddamn grand slam. With a grand slam. These guys were catcalling me out of locomotives like I was a fucking streetwalker.
This is probably one of your favorite days of work there, wasn't it?
One of my fondest memories in life, yeah.
Yeah. That day he dressed up as a hooker to switch engines.
Yeah, and made $50 doing it. I was a prostitute. I just didn't have to put out to get it.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, it's getting to be about that time, so.
And with this note, why don't we
wrap up with some clothing.
Wrap up with some clothing thoughts.
Thoughts. Yeah, I can't even talk right now.
You're thinking clothing of me thoughts. My Miley outfit, aren't you? Staring at that Miley outfit's got your tongue twisted, homeboy.
Something like that. So, Adam, you got any closing thoughts you'd like to give before you leave tonight?
If you love, wear a glove, man.
All right. Fester?
You don't want to catch the Rona on your wiener.
Well, Adam, I want to say thank you for joining us today because it was awesome.
Thank you guys for having me. This is always way badass, man. Thank you.
What?
Not just remember, you're never as batshit crazy unless you are one each Joe Exotic. And he's right there in you know, Adam's backyard. No. Nobody can be that crazy, so we're all lucky, I think.
After he sees him in those pink pants, might be that.
He called me Adam Exotic.
That's right, wife number fucking four or some shit.
Husband.
And JJ?
Be excellent to each other, especially right now. And party on, dudes!
And with that, remember to look out for all your brothers and sisters out there. Check on them. Make sure everybody's doing okay. We will catch you next week on Frag Out Drag Out, only on DV Radio, WDVR. Bye-bye, fuckers!
His tongue was still tied.
Buy my yoga pants.
I'm not sure which one's better, the cat or the yoga pants.
I was going to say, nice pussy.
You guys use them all. They're yours. No copyright whatsoever.
Oh, shit.
DV Radio.